What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
One note on this that we didn't discuss. Might be something, might be nothing. I can only tell you how I think. How is it exactly we arrived at a point where an NFL owner is a broadcaster and a broadcaster is an owner? And the broadcaster owner is a part of the decision-making process on a person coaching in a game he's calling. Now, I understand Tom Brady cannot set foot at Rotunda Drive. I understand that Brady can't be in a production meeting. But how, when you just take what I said, Rico, like, are Lion fans supposed to be okay with that? I think it's absurd coaches can interview during the playoffs. I think it's an absurdity.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to know.
No, Mike, it's...
He's calling our game.
And you
he's taking Ben.
And you could sit there and say, well, he can't be in the building. He can't do that. I think Kenny put it best yesterday. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, he's been known to adhere to every rule of the game. Okay? I'm quite sure he has found ways to accidentally bump into Ben or somebody who represents Ben Johnson and just whatever, or even just in passing. Hey, how you doing? You know, the weather's great in Las Vegas. Just want to let you know that.
Well, that's the question. Is that Brady allure? What does that exactly mean? It's not like you have an allure if you don't talk to someone. It's not like there can be an allure without dialogue. Tom Brady is calling this game. He will be commenting on Ben Johnson's work, who he's actively trying to hire. See, I zoom out and I just look at it as a fan of football. That is, you are fully compromised. Mm-hmm. I don't care what rules they put in place. If Ben Johnson makes a horrific call and the organization that Tom owns a piece of wants to rip that call, yet the organization is actively trying to court this man, hire this guy, pay him $100 million. Can he be honest in that moment? So that's where, you know, you had asked me, we were doing the college football thing the other day, and it's like, why don't I love it anymore? Because, or the NBA. There are elements of sports. Rio's just gotten gross. Mm-hmm. Think about it. We have to sit there. Brady is in the group who's actively negotiating with this guy, and he's going to comment on the game.
Mm-hmm. And how? It's okay. And nobody's going to say anything, and everybody's going to be yuck-yucks and, well, because you know it's inevitable. If Brady wants it, because Tom Brady is that personality that if Brady wants it, people will bend over backwards to make sure he gets
He's one and done. I will put that on the whiteboard and upgrade the bet to dinner. You don't need, you can skip right over lunch, pass go, and it's dinner. Brady will call the Super Bowl and will walk away from broadcasting. He knows he blows at it. And this Raider thing, he may own 15% of that franchise, whatever it is. He may as well own 100%.
He's the owner. He is the owner.
He is the owner.
No. I think all things go through him. He doesn't have an office in the building, but everything goes through him. He's probably attached to, he's probably got some burner email account that everything goes through. But yes, he knows.
Somewhere he's got Mark Davis tied up in a janitorial closet.
He knows. And I think the fact of, The mutual respect that these two have, Ben Johnson and Tom Brady. Yeah. I mean, it's Tom Brady. It's like if you're in basketball and Michael Jordan shows up and says, hey, I've been a big fan of yours, David. Man, Michael Jordan just said he was a big fan of mine.
See, but that's why Lions fans should be upset about this, because the NFL, there's nothing they do is, they're not blindsided by anything. This conversation about being a part owner of the Raiders was happening last year. And what I mean when I bring that up is why Tom Brady didn't call games last season, which means they knew what was out there. They knew the discussions that were happening. Nothing blindsided them for them to say, well, we got to create these rules all of a sudden because Tom Brady's in the broadcast booth now. No, you knew about this, and you could have stopped him being That's in correct. The broadcast booth before the season, and you could have said, you know what, Tom, we would love for you to be there, but you're going to be an owner. We can't have it.
Yeah,
you're
Tom,
done.
Pick a lane. And look, if you don't think the NFL can dictate to networks yes. who calls games, then you're not living in reality. Look, Fox offered this man $371 million sight unseen. Then he becomes owner of a team. No, at that point, you have to divest. Look, I'm not trying to do Kennedy assassination conspiracies. I'm just making a point to you. I think it's in bad taste that this guy is calling this game while actively courting a man coaching in this game. That's not right. And you can't prove anything. I don't have Zapruder film to show you or a secret recording. It's just this idea of he won't be able to be honest. Ben Johnson called the worst game of his life Saturday night. He's not going to say a word. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. But the other side of it is watch how many times he calls Ben Johnson by name and butters his muffin. See, that's the part that I find hilarious.
Ben Johnson versus the Lions defensive coordinator. Yeah, Aaron Glenn. Yeah, him. That guy.
Yeah, the black coordinator.
The black dude. Yeah.
But back to Ben Johnson. I can't remember the other guy's name.
Isn't it Ben just special? I mean, there's something about he reminds me a lot of me.
He'll do what he did to LaFleur. Do you know he spends $100 a week on his goatee? You know, I offered Ben some moisturizer. So look.
Had Ben over to the house.
Dial it back. That's where not having a dump button is probably a problem.
Great play.
Touchdown. David, we'll get to the callers in 1 second. What do the ticket texters have, though? This idea of it per report sounds like both Glenn and Johnson are hurtling towards taking jobs. Yeah. Is it just putting it into focus for you? How much is on the line? Look, if they win the Super Bowl, none of us are going to care if you lost your coordinators. But, man, if you fall short, you're probably taking a step back next year. Uh-oh. I think it adds a little pressure, a little sizzle.
Mike, I think if you fall short, real quick, David, if you fall short, that's where the pressure comes on Dan Campbell. Can you refresh your tree? Because remember, you fired your OC before you replaced him with Ben Johnson. You got better. Dan, can you keep this train going? Did they support you or did you handpick them and you saw something that nobody else did and you encouraged them?
I think and to your point, look, you're just not going to bat 1,000. The idea is the next guy that walks into this room. No, you're not. Brad Holmes will end up drafting bad players at some point. No one's ever outrun the percentages of the NFL. Hot 3 or 4 year runs. Yeah, we saw it in Seattle. Remember when they were finding transformers like Cam Chancellor in the 4th round or whatever it was? And then what happened?
Uh-oh. You mean you can't beat Vegas?
No. No, you cannot. David, ticket text. Go ahead, buddy.
100% with you guys. Winning it all makes it easier to lose both Glenn and Johnson. If the Lions fail or fall short, these guys, well, they're going to leave. And the window won't close entirely, but it will shut a bit. That is from Ryan.
It just makes it harder because the guy that comes in here next, there's a 0.01% chance he would have the same relationship with Goff. You're dealing with something very special here. This, in a lot of ways, it's Josh McDaniels with Tom Brady. You're just not going to replace that.
Mm-hmm. BG and AG leaving is completely expected and understood. Definitely adds to needing to finish the job this year, though. That's all our focus should be on. Drew in Waterford. Makes me sick to my stomach that Tom Brady and Ben Johnson are BFFs and basically finish each other's sentences. This is coming from a lifelong Lions fan living close to Foxborough my whole life. Oh, okay. So he hates Brady's, what he say?
Yeah, well, I said Brady's pony. I don't think that Ben Johnson will be turning down this contract. He won't be telling Brady, turn the plane around. Stand here.
Find out if Ben Johnson has any plans to visit Cabo, a la Stafford and McVay. The inevitable departure of BJ and AG has me gravely concerned about our window. These two are not only going to be difficult to replace, but we have to find two folks to fit the team, the culture, with leftover choices. AC from Monroe.
I think the interesting part will be as well, who do they take with them? You know, then again, this is something Rico's team has had to deal with. David's, not so much mine, because we're gutter trash. But look, it's just one of these things where this is what tests you. Now, do the Lions have a culture and have a structure that they can be more successful at it than others? Sure, I give them a better chance at it. But it's really difficult. You have two really good coordinators. So, yeah, I can't believe
and that's what
the
I say.
Raiders. I can't believe of all the jobs that is the favorite in the clubhouse right now. That's wild to me.
But I think it's only because of Tom Brady. If Brady wasn't there, what
does he do? Like, what kind of voodoo does Tom Brady have?
It's Tom Brady. He walks in the room. People call him the GOAT. He's the greatest. He's this. He's that.
He looks like he's CGI. Right.
Brother, you really want to see something? Go look at Brady from the combine photos and videos and Brady now. I don't think he's the same person. But
it's like the Will Smith movie with the pasty robots.
iRobot?
Yeah, that's Tom Brady. He's one of those things.
You know who starred in that movie?
No.
I like that name better for the movie, Pasty Robots.
Sorry. Brady's baby mama. She starred in that movie.
Sure did.
What, Bridget Moynihan?
Yeah.
Is that the one he left when she was pregnant?
Yes.
Classy.
Yeah, but he was Tom. So he probably asked Derek Jeter, what's the appropriate gift basket?
Move it along.
Someone says, preach, David. He shouldn't be even calling games. The NFL good old boy crap gets on my nerves.
It bugs me. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay if people make fun of me and go, oh, it's nothing. You can't prove any of it. I'm shooting you straight. I don't like it. I don't like these reports coming out. This man is on the air as a representative of the Las Vegas Raiders, a team that's about to pay Ben Johnson somewhere between $60 and $90 million, according to Rico. You're compromised. And any efforts you've made to recruit that guy, either directly or through back channel, you're not just an announcer at that point. You're a representative. I will be shocked if there's not like an open recruitment on air. Oh, my God. Look at Ben Johnson. What a jawline.
I mean,
Kevin?
I expect even before the game, you know how they like to go down and watch the quarterbacks warm up and stuff? Him and there, it'll be a mandatory shot on Fox. There he is talking to Ben Johnson.
There's no way. Okay, now that one.
That's crazy.
If you see that visual, or if Brady on air admits to talking to him pregame or something, oh my God, that is an awful look.
Because every time they go to some place, there's Brady yucking it up with Hall of Famer. There's Brady with Jerry Rice. There's Brady with this person. There's going to be Brady down on the field. And, oh, did I happen to bump? Like the Ben, did I just bump into you? I didn't see you standing there. Oh, my God.
It was just a cheeseburger.
Oh, well, they did learn. He learned from the best.
But that's another thing they can't even talk about, really, right? They can't bring up the AG and the Ben Johnson coaching. They can't bring that.
How?
No. You're an announcer, so therefore, if it's news,
right, Burkhardt's going to say, and there's Ben Johnson, the highly coveted. Now, all of a sudden, what's Brady going to do? Hide under the desk?
But that's my point. It has to be a part of it, but then you can't because then it's...
Imagine if Burkhardt put him on Main Street. Yeah, Tommy, heard your Raiders are really interested.
Or
bitch.
Put him on blast, Kevin.
Hey, Tom, where did you disappear to last night? You were gone for a couple hours. You missed a meeting.
Woo, that's crazy. Someone else says the NFL's recruiting of coaches is ridiculous. Aaron Glenn should already be hired. And the flirtation between the Raiders and our OC is ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Just chewing on
your words. It was in caps, so I had to read it like that.
Hey, listen, it was the big news, and it builds on yesterday's news. Sounds like a formative offer has been made. It sounds like Brady plays a big role in this. Well, good thing he's going to be on the call Saturday night. What a world we live in. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. We got a blitz to get to. And the top of the hour, a question of, are we back? I will explain.